It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and...
It's a ticket for rep.
Here he is, this week's host of Reports, Jake.
This could be filed under Meme of the Week or What's Going On Online. Hey, Twitter World.
Hey, Twitter World.
Hey, Twitter World.
Ooh. All right.
But it is the Ballad of Bagel Guy.
Yes.
And I always enjoy whenever the online makes it to... Like, I think about it this way. When Inside Edition airs a story about this guy, what is, like, my mom thinking? Because it just feels like online is such a separate world, but then sometimes it creeps over into Good Morning America, and 45-year-old Chris Morgan, Long Island man, has absolutely crept over into the mainstream. This is a couple weeks ago, I think, when you guys were out. He is a 4'11" man who walked into a Long Island Bagel Boss store, and he says that whenever he started to make his order, the woman couldn't understand him. He became agitated, and then he said that she was laughing at his height. He's a very short man. And he consistently says 4'11", 5', which I guess I'd never considered that that happens on the brink of every foot line. Like 5'11", 6' is the one you hear all the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe in the NBA, he's a 7-footer. Well, he's actually 6'11". I guess if you're 4'11", you actually lie and say you're 5', too.
Sure.
Or 5' also. So Chris Morgan, 5 feet tall, is in this bagel shop and starts berating the female employees. And, of course, someone gets out their phone. And my guy is steamed.
So mad.
We start with the original video of this guy very angry with women because, in his mind, they are discounting him because of his stature.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the f*** up.
Go ahead and attack me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That guy took him up on it.
I just
oh, yeah, that's important. That chick says, I just wanted bagels.
I just wanted bagels.
So dude just Goldbergs him into the...
He handles him like a young child.
He really does.
Yeah, so
do you
see what's going on? This guy basically wants to fight the whole place now. And finally someone gets tired of his lip and basically choke slams him.
And he's mad at women. He's mad because he's a divorced...
Incel.
He is basically an incel. Owner of a cleaning company, and he has his own YouTube page, which has since been taken down for numerous violations of YouTube's policies. He's very upset at the world, primarily because women will not take him seriously because he's 4'11". So whenever there's a woman behind the counter, he is interpreting her smirk, and hell, she may have been laughing at him. He's a funny-looking fellow. He can't handle it. And he starts screaming about dating sites.
Dude, has anyone... Like,
I went full Bernie
there. You did not need to hear where he was from to know where he was from. He could not have sounded more tri-state area if he was trying to.
I just hear Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Pretty much.
You hear freaking every...
You're not God or my boss. You think I'm making that shit up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same f***ing smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father.
Or my boss. And so this goes viral. There's another video from a different angle, and it's kind of, it's just, there's so much commotion going on because he's screaming at everyone in this restaurant. And the more he screams, the more everyone just laughs. And it's kind of sad because the guy's obviously going through it a little bit. But so every media outlet in the world flocked to catch up with the guy, right? Chief among them, of course, is TMZ. So sure. TMZ catches up with him on Long Island after he starts to go viral. And I mean, this was retweeted hundreds of thousands of times. And so TMZ catches up with him just to learn a little bit more about Chris.
Well, let me ask you, based on some of the other videos, I just
He, like I said, he did have another YouTube channel, and I think Bob might even have intimated off the air that this might have... Were you questioning the authenticity
a
little bit?
Well, there was... So the first day was this video. By like day two or three, Dan, there seemed to be several videos of several confrontations all based around this guy walking into a gas station or walking into a bagel shop or walking in somewhere and then getting the sense that everyone's making fun of how short he is and then twisting off. The one at the convenience store, and I don't know if you have that one, but there's actually cops there now. The
several
cops...
videos with this guy?
Yes. He walks around looking for problems. And he's yelling at his neighbors. He's asking the, hey, where you from? Where you from, Pakistan? Like, yeah, I've watched that one. I didn't, you're not so, the audio, but he's looking for conflict, and then he uploads him to his YouTube channel.
Yeah, and it definitely now felt like we were having our chain yanked by a wacky morning show somewhere just because there were too many videos. But then it's hard to understand how many people... The first time that anything weird starts happening, everybody starts rolling on it. So
and
maybe
he didn't record this, you know?
Right?
There was some chick.
This one, yes.
I've seen her on interviewed as well. The lady who recorded it. Oh my god, I just wanted bagels. So I think it's kind of both, Bob.
Yeah,
I think he's looking for conflict, and it's all based on women won't pay attention to me. Society is, you know, crapping on me because of my height. But he's also definitely looking to put it online. The first chance he can get to go viral.
Which is way better than, like, shooting up a place because you're mad at the world.
Right.
So please do this.
He actually even... We'll go to Inside Edition first.
Okay.
Because he actually, I think, might even use that phrase. It's not like I shot up a place, but here's what you need to know about this very brief clip from an Inside Edition interview. You're not low, Inside Edition. I realize that you sent the 6'1" female producer to interview this guy who is just towering over him like this.
Really? You think that's obvious?
Yes. This super tall, leggy blonde lady.
What do you mean take it out? And you're acting like I committed mass shooting or something. That guy, twice my size, that women love, the bullies, attacked me.
He was quickly done talking.
You know what? I don't really, no offense, I don't really like you that much, so this interview's over.
So they send a lady knowing that he'll...
A lady and a very tall lady.
He'll
like
be
an exceptionally
mad.
Tall lady. She's towering over him.
Hey!
All right, here's TMZ.
Well, let me ask this. Based on some of the other videos, I just want to ask you point blank to your face. Are you misogynistic?
Oh, what does that mean? Like egotistical?
No, like... you feel a certain way. You feel negatively about women.
I won't lie, most of them, yeah, because I don't trust any of them.
Is that because of experiences you've had in your life?
Yes,
okay.
That's a given, my man.
Let me just ask, are you homophobic?
Gays don't bother me, I can hang out with them, just like, don't touch me, especially in the private parts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, that's a given.
How many gays do you think he's ever hung out with?
And the gays don't bother me, just don't touch me in the private parts.
I'm also not racist.
Yeah, well,
but I don't really want to hang out with a black guy.
Well, we're going to get there.
Oh.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem.
Lastly, would you consider yourself racist?
No, I have black friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if somebody, you know, upsets me and he happens to be black or steals from me, then yeah, I mean, that word comes out of my mouth. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, nobody asked
oh,
you.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. I'm not going to lie, though.
He offered that.
Yeah. Oh, my.
With absolutely zero nudging.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie to you. You robbed me. That word might come out of my mouth.
Oh, my.
A little more from TMZ.
Is there any air, like anything you want to clear up right now? Or?
Yeah, just the same that I've been saying in all the videos is that stop being so stuck up, materialistic. Stop getting offended if you go, oh, you're beautiful. You know, women, men, just like I said, this reporter. And I'm going to tell everybody again, if you want to have a successful relationship with women, and I don't mean this in any degrading way.
What do you think this is about to be like?
It won't be degrading.
Men just want to eat. They want to have good sex, make good, decent money, provide, and do the hobbies they like. We're not complicated. But it seems like the women, and many men have said this, women making it complicated.
Preach, brother. Preach. I just want to eat.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that part again to fully understand what he's exactly saying.
And I'm going to tell everybody again, if you want to have a successful relationship with women, and I don't mean this in any degrading way, men just want to eat. They want to have good sex, make good, decent money, provide, and do the hobbies they like. We're not complicated.
What is he mad then that women think men want? Like, he's sending this message to women to try to stop their current behavior. What is his perception of their current behavior? They want to talk?
Well, it appears the general theme is he's not having just a whole lot of luck, period.
Right.
But men just want to eat. But he's sending a message to these women who aren't getting men right. And the message is they want to eat. What was it? They want to...
have good sex.
Good sex, of
provide.
Course. And do our hobbies.
They want to do right. our hobbies.
Right.
So, I'm collecting stamps, leave me alone.
Right.
Have sex with me.
Right.
And,
feed me.
I'm
maybe
hungry. Yeah, feed me. So, and that's kind of what I need you for. And on the other hand, I'm also mad women won't pay attention to me. So now we have to decide, well, is it because he's 4'11", or is it because he's telling every woman upon meeting them, as long as you feed me.
Right.
Go on.
Have sex with me and just let me alone while I'm doing collecting baseball cards. Then,
then we'll have a great relationship.
Well, I'm playing with my.
And then when they say
figures.
I'm not into you, he says, "Oh, because I'm short."
Because I'm short. All right. You want one of the bullies, one of the tall guys? Because as Dan always has said, there's a pot for every kettle. This guy could find what he's looking for if he just wasn't such an a-hole.
You said a pot and a kettle; those are the same thing.
Excuse me.
A lid for every
lid
pot.
For every pot. Sorry. Yeah, but like. He's an objectionable human being. It's not just his height, but here's why I wanted to play this for Dan.
There's still someone for him.
Right.
Somewhere that wants to just have sex and make him sandwiches.
This is one of the reasons I wanted to play this for Dan, though.
Small sandwiches.
It's not just a tiny little, maybe like the little ones that are cut up in little triangles with a toothpick in the top of it.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres, yeah.
Finger sandwiches.
So, 2017, we auto-tune our memes. 2019?
Come on.
The great women. Why is that okay? Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites and you should be dead? Swap, that's okay. Oh, send that to you, nobody. Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up?
Wait, so somebody is taking somebody is taking the transcript and ASMRing it for us?
They have synced it up perfectly with the video so that it moves with his mouth, and they are doing ASMR to the bit on dating sites. You think I'm making that ass up?
Give me auto-tune.
Hold on.
Everywhere I go, I get the same f***ing smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared of you, pal. Enough. Enough. You shut up, too. You shut the f*** up. You're going to attack me. You're making the f***.
They have a whole group of people.
Are you going to play the last part again?
The guy does like all five voices whenever the commotion starts.
So he multi-tracked that, huh? Wow, that's beautiful.
I just wanted bagels.
And it all matches up.
It's perfectly synced in the video. Oh,
all right,
man.
I'm not sure then. That I guess for the audio medium, give me T-Pain, the T-Pain app,
yeah.
Where we can auto-tune things. Remember that era?
You ever asked anybody to step outside?
No.
How about that?
Maybe for a smoke.
That feels like a regional thing as well.
The back room.
And also, I'm sure this will never come to pass, but a... fight promoter has signed him to fight another viral star at Atlantic City.
Oh, good.
Suggested that maybe he would fight Antoine Dotson, and he had some takes on the appearance of Antoine Dotson. But yeah, we might get to actually see this guy fight.
Well, we need to keep an eye out for 4'11" bagel guy, Dan.
So this is the shared experience, too, that our kids will all know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
They all know bagel guy.
Yeah. I'm amazed at Miss You.
Bagels.
I'm happy that we're breaking the story to you because this was...
I did miss... Yeah,
this was big online, even in Grand Cayman. This was big. Got to show the
phone. How did you find that ASMR thing? That is ridiculous.
You're not caught.
That's kind of...
My boss. My boss.
Do we...
You
want to
step outside?
Do we dare ASMR the Bob Mickey fight or...
I would love that.
The things that we used to do, the Rivershawn players.
All right, Mike Lucky's 15% of the playbook.
Or Junior versus George.
We're a couple of fake
Quaid.
ASMR the music. Let's ASMR music fight.
All right, it's 2:30. Thank you, Jake. That's awesome. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Let's talk Adrian Peterson next.